This is Decree and It Shall Be. I'm your host, Brother Francis Revels Bay. I'm the founder of the Circle Grace One, which was founded on July 2nd, 1999 AD, under the aegis and the anointing of the Angel of Grace through Divine Providence. It also has its very own five-leveled intensive training program called the Circle of Divine Grace and Remembrance, which is a spiritual and metaphysical institute founded on February 7th, 2009. Well, today is Thursday, our very first show here for Decree and It Shall Be, Thursday, June the 25th. I'm broadcasting live from Albuquerque, New Mexico. And I know many of you out there are probably chomping at the bit and wanting to know, what is this program really about? Well, it's all about teaching you the art and science of prayer, affirmations, affirmative prayer, meditations, and decrees, and how you can begin to create those for yourself so that you can utilize them every day of your life. And also teach your loved ones, your family members, your friends, maybe even your neighbors. So this program, which will be done every Thursday at about 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, if you're on the East Coast, it's 12 noon. If you're in the Central Time Zone, it's 11 a.m. And if you're out there in California or the state of Washington or Oregon, it starts for you at 9 a.m. This is a golden opportunity right now. I've been meditating and being involved in these mantics and intuitive disciplines for about 40 years. In fact, next week, on July the 2nd, that will be the 16th anniversary of the Circle of Grace One and my 41st year as a metaphysician, a spiritual practitioner, a student on this path. And so we're going to have some very interesting things to do next week. But what I want to do in this very first introductory program, this very first show, is many people talk to me about health situations. And we know everybody all over the country, all over the world, is experiencing maybe rashes, skin rashes, or we're experiencing a minor congestion in our body. And we all do go through it every now and then. But I have something very special today, and it is a universal affirmative prayer and decree for communicating with yourself. And what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to read it to you, and then I'm going to teach it to you at the same time, which means I'm going to take certain segments and explain them on a deeper level so that you could utilize this. And also at the same time, as we go throughout the course of this show, which may run about 60 to 90 minutes, I will be asking if anyone in our listening audience has any questions. We'll leave plenty of time in and out of this special introductory program today. Now, one of the other things that I want you to be aware of is that each and every one of us, we're in what is called by the Angel of Grace right now, the Age of Remembrance. The year 2000 AD, all the way to 2999 AD, in this entire millennium, is the Age of Remembrance. And what does that mean? Well, it's the opportunity for us to attune and align ourselves to the divine source, which is called God in cultures, Allah, Krishna, Buddha, Christ consciousness. And so we all have an opportunity, no matter where we are right now, this millennium, to attune ourselves to that higher source and to align ourselves with that higher source. Now, many of the things that I'm going to be teaching over the weeks to come is not just only learning how to decree something into your life through prayers, meditations, affirmations, and decrees, but also how to utilize the power of numbers or numerology in your life, how to use colors in your life, how to use chakras in your life. Also, how to alter your consciousness by simply setting up an altar in your home. So this is going to really assist a lot of people right now, and everybody right here in the USA and abroad has an opportunity to learn how to do these personal transformational tools that can help you move ahead in your life. Even if you're moving just one step at a time, just day to day, week to week, I can guarantee you, you're going to feel much better. You're going to feel more excitement in your life. You're going to honor yourself more. You're going to value yourself more. And so one of the things, just before I read this prayer and teach this to you, I want to let you know the difference between each one. Many people always ask, what is a prayer? Well, a prayer is a tool for personal growth and for collective or grouped together to grow together. It's a tool of transformation and communication with the divine source that's within you and also outside of yourself. You know, many of the old religious disciplines and spiritual disciplines find out is when you're laying out this prayer, the prayer is actually attuning you to the God presence inside yourself. And whatever it is on in the inside of yourself will sooner or later manifest itself into your surroundings. So think of a prayer as a seed, S-E-E-D, a seed thought that you're planting into the soil of your consciousness. The richer the soil of your consciousness becomes, the greater of effect and opportunity that you're going to receive. You're going to find yourself moving in a state from sorrow and sadness and grief toward bliss, toward excitement, toward being happier. Or as some people say, happy for no reason. So we're going to help you. Myself, sometimes my ancestors are present here with me. The angel of grace presence is always here. The angel of grace, known as the Archangel Haniel, is the keynote angel for my circle of grace work. So you're going to learn how to establish in your consciousness the recognition of the divine source inside yourself. Now, what is that divine source? Again, you can refer to God, or in your religious practice could be Allah or Krishna or Buddha or the Christ energy. But in the universal presence of all that is and evermore shall be, it is called I Am. That means all three letters are capitalized. And symbolically, if you look at Am and turn the letters around, you see Ma, M-A, which is short for Mom or short for Mother. So the I Am presence, this divine presence that's on the inside of you first, as well as seeing it out around you, creative divine source. So that means your mind, your heart, all of your chakras are different facets of the womb of the divine presence that we call God. In the universal presence, it is the greater I Am. And so that's one of the things that the prayer does for you. It connects you to the I Am source, that you are the seed of the I Am. The next level is an affirmation. An affirmation is a declaration of what you know is to be true. So, for instance, you look outside, if it's a sunny day, you'd have to say, I affirm that it's a sunny day. Or if you see it raining, I affirm that it's a rainy day. You're just acknowledging what you see in front of you that is the truth of your experience. Then you have an affirmative prayer. This is placing the prayer affirmation together. It is a declaration of remembrance and awareness of your divinity, your own personal divinity. It's no accident we say, I am going to the store, or I am such and such age, or I am living in such a place. If you notice, you capitalize the I, but you leave in lower caps or uncapitalized letters AM. So that IAM is a reflection of the greater IAM. That's why you may have read or seen the movie The God Code or The Moses Code, or you may have see where the phrase is, I am that I am. Sometimes it's written, I am that with a comma, I am. But all the letters are capitalized. So what it's really saying is, the little I am that you see yourself as is connected to the greater I am. The greater I am is within you. It's the seed and the tree of life within yourself. So that's what an affirmative prayer is doing. It's actually making you the tree of life of your entire prayer. Your whole life is an existence of prayer. Even when you get to the point of meditation, your whole life should feel like a meditation. So a meditation is the act of finding one's center of being. And where is this center? this center, if we are looking at our physical form, this center is known as the heart. Now, I'm not talking about the physical heart that's just slightly to the left of your sternum. I'm talking about the spiritual center, the chakra center. Chakra means in Hindu or Sanskrit, wheel of light. That wheel of light is approximately 1 inch in front of the center of your sternum, and it's even with your physical heart. And that is the place where your meditations take place. And last, there's a decree. Now, a decree happens to be all of the above that can be stated without reservation, meaning you're not withholding anything. You know it's the truth. You have no doubt that it is the truth. So a declaration, an affirmation, it's a prayer that whatever you state is true. And there's no doubt in your mind. You don't even have any self-doubt. So in essence, when you say, I am, and you think of it in capital letters, what you're attempting to do, what you are desiring to do, is uplift yourself. And we all know that sometimes the tongue is the sword. It can either enhance you and connect you to something greater, or you can cut yourself off by what you speak. So it's very, very important for us to begin to be mindful of the words that we speak and also know the feelings that go along with the word. There was a great late metaphysical teacher. He was known as Reverend Ike, and he always used to say, the feeling gets the blessing. But he would teach you that, tell your mind how to feel, how to think. In other words, you have to have self-control, because if you don't, everything that you see from the news media to gossip around you, you hear all that stuff enough, it overwhelms you, and then you begin to believe that's a part of yours. So it's highly important that what this program is going to teach you to do, it's going to show you how you can change yourself, change or alter your consciousness through the way that you speak. You will notice today when I read this particular universal decree and affirmative prayer, there's a certain rhythm and a certain tone in my voice, and the tone sets up the feeling. If you could just take a moment right now and think of something that makes you laugh. Maybe it's a relative or a friend. A partner said something funny to you. When you begin to relate to that in your memory, because it's all there in your cells, every experience that you have, the cells in your body react. When you begin to replicate that thought in your mind that brought happiness, I want you to pay attention to how your body feels. So just take a moment before I read this to you as a living example. Think of something funny someone just told you. And as you begin to think upon it, I want you to feel the emotions that went with it at the same time. As you do this, you will notice that your body remembers. Your body remembers everything. If you were in an accident, your body remembers the moment and the pattern of events and energy that led to it, which is why some people may feel a little tension around a certain time of the year. It's because some experience happened not just to you, but to your body, the collective mindset of cells, and they remember. So just like someone told you something funny, your body remembers. It begins to send out a ripple effect, and then an emotional effect like waves upon an ocean, and then you begin to remember and you start to smile, or you feel a tingling sensation around your throat or your head or your eye or in your belly area, and you almost begin to laugh. Well, this is the same kind of thing that I want you to pay attention to as you hear the words that I speak. Now, also, in the course of this show, and I want to remind myself, that before we even sign off the air, I'm going to give out a decree, a universal decree that's going to fit everybody that is tuning into this live right now and anybody who may hear this later. Now, I'm going to give this universal communicating with yourself. Now, I'm going to be talking to yourselves through the ether while you're listening. But I want you to know that within your body, everybody has a master cell. You have the pituitary gland, that's a master cell that helps with growth and hormones in the body. You have the pineal gland, which is between the eyebrows a little bit, where it emanates from and sits back further in your head. These two areas work together. One ignites the other. But etherically, in your body, there is a master cell. Master cell radiates health, wellness, emotional wellness, mental peace, prosperity, abundance. It knows no illness. It has within you a blueprint, a divine plan for your ultimate success, your ultimate longevity. And when we say longevity, we're talking about your immortality. Soul lives from one incarnation to the next. The spirit is always divine. You may, after we get done with this today, you might feel even younger and notice that you look younger. So here we go. Now, there will be a point in here that will tell you to say your name. So as you hear me read this, I want you to audibly to yourself or out loud say your name. Through divine power and by divine grace, I, now say your name, come before the throne of divine grace to be in the presence of the divine healer, all of that which is already healed in me right now. I seek the counsel of the master cells of healing who dwell deep within each and every organ, bone, nerve, muscle, chakras, and infinitely more. I seek this counsel so I may listen attentively and embrace all that I shall hear and feel that is right for me. Therefore, it is the infinite presence of God that dwells within me and my soul as one loving and endearing spirit of wellness and hope. Each and every day, as I communicate, my mind and heart is always open. I am always open to the infinite blessings of wellness and harmony so that I can and shall proclaim right now in this very moment that I, say your name here, that I am in perfect health and in perfect health at all times. I am, which is in capital letters, always listening to myself. My cells can hear and feel my intentions and requests to be always healthy in every way possible. I know for an absolute fact that my cells carry within them the divine blueprint and wellness at all times, and all of this insight is always open for me to receive, as I am always open to receive it all right now. Divine messages come to me in my dream, and I awaken with the full awareness and full remembrance of all recipes and remedies for wellness. Now we begin to close this out. I see and decree that every cell within me can heal me as all is one with the divine presence, the infinite presence of God in all one here and now. So all that I desire, and what I want you to do, I'm going to take a moment, I'm going to repeat this and say, all that I desire And what I want you to do is just let the desires flow from you and see those desires as if and know that they have already happened here. So I'm going to take a little moment. I'm going to reread this passage. I see and decree that every cell within me can heal me, one with the divine presence, the infinite presence of God. And we are all one here and now. So all that I desire, just let it flow from inside of yourself and see it happening right now. I believe this and I know this to be absolutely true for me now. Amen, and so shall it be as it is for me right now. Just take a little moment. I want everyone that's tuning in right now to take a deep breath through the nose and just hold it for a second or two, and then release it out of your mouth. And inhale through the nose. Just hold it for a second or two, and then release again through your mouth. And then do it one more time. Now, the reason why you're inhaling through the nose, holding it, and then releasing it, when you inhale it, it's as though you are inhaling the word. When you're holding the breath, you're giving it a living consciousness from yourself. This is how the universe breathes us into existence, spirit to spirit. And as you exhale, you're now taking that breath, which is your own holy and your own sacred breath, and allowing it now as a seed to be planted, not only throughout your body, but in the etheric, or what we call the auric field around you. Your auric field extends, if you were to place your arm or hand out to either side, from the farthest point where your middle finger would be, all the way back to your body, is in essence your personal auric space. That's your etheric space. That's your universe, the one united verse in you, where all is and evermore shall be, all your experience. And anything past your fingertips is the next level and the next layer of experience. Now, if you notice, when I read this over the airwaves, there's a certain rhythm. Rhythm or cadence is very important. You know, for an example, if you're feeling sluggish when you wake up in the morning or throughout the course of your day, you don't often walk the same way. You walk where your feet feel like it's dragging. You're not picking your feet up. Sometimes people kind of trip over themselves, right? Because you don't feel upbeat. So it's important when you write out a prayer or an affirmation or meditation or a decree, that when you go through it, you want your energy to constantly go up, not go down. It either has to go up and then it flattens out, but you don't want it at a low level. You want it to flatten out, meaning horizontal at a higher level. The level where it should go out should be anywhere from the heart center to the throat center, the base of your throat, to the brow center between your eyebrows and on top of your head and up. These are the areas where you want it to have its full effect. Why? Because when it comes back, when it circulates through your auric field, magnetizes you, and everything starts to come towards you, it will then come into your space, and you're going to inhale upon it, and the pores of your skin are going to be wide open enough where you're going to then take it in, just like drinking water, breathing fresh air. You're going to let that energy flow and tingle throughout your body. Many of you may have heard people saying you must embody the Christ spirit. Well, it's the same with your word. You must embody the word. What does that mean? Body or me. Am is like in the body. You must feel it around the solar plexus, around the navel, 2 or 3 inches beneath the navel. Those are the three areas where you need to feel this energy. You need to hold this energy. Now, there are many exercises that can help you open up your body so that you can hold the energy. One is practicing Hatha Yoga, which is the classical form of physical yoga, brought over here some 200 years ago out of India. There's also Qigong, which is called the mother of martial arts, the grandmother of martial arts, and it involves energy work. Qigong means qi is spirit, kung is skill, and kung is work. So it's energy work, the work of the spirit through your body. Then there's Tai Chi, which is shortened for Tai Chi Chuan, which is the Chinese version of like yoga in motion, where yoga postures mainly are static. You're sitting still on the floor or on a cushion or in a chair. There's also basic walking or swimming, bicycling, jogging, running, any form of exercise that can help open the body. And in the Chinese martial arts, they call it the gait. You have hip joints, which are two, knee joints, which are two more. You have the ankle, which is one of the ones that almost can go in a complete circle. You've got the ball and joint up in your shoulder. So you have your shoulder points. You have your wrist points. These are all areas, including your neck, that allows you to loosen up the body, loosen up the ligaments. Why? So you can take in more energy to the body and not just hold it, but let it flow through you, which is very important. So in this particular universal affirmative prayer and decree, you notice at the end I said, I see and decree. That word see, S-E-E, means not only do I see physically with my eyes, but I see intuitively. I see with my spiritual eye. See also means I understand. And to understand means you're standing on something, which is a principle or virtue or maxim. You're also standing under something, which is divine source, or the heavens, we would say, the universe, the constellation. So to say I see means I'm aware that there is something that's making a physical presence around me, even in the most subtlest of ways. When I say I decree, means I have no doubt that it's there. That what I'm feeling, what I'm seeing, what I'm hearing, what I'm sensing, what I'm tasting, I have no doubt in my mind. No reservation. I'm not holding on with any, I don't have a sense of fear that what's going to happen is going to create havoc in my life. No, I know it's going to create peace. Well, let me go back to the top. This is very important. I use the word through for a reason. Well, you know, when you drive a car, what are you doing? You're driving through a path to get to your origination, your starting point, to your destination. Now, this was through divine power. When we say divine power, we're thinking about that God presence, that great I Am presence. That's what we're going through with. But you notice I said, and by divine grace, meaning there's a byproduct. If I take this path with divine power in me, then it's going to produce something else. And that something else is a divine product, divine grace. Now, what I want to clear up for everybody is there are many schools of thought. This is not to put those schools of thought down, but everybody you may have heard, they will say, you know, grace is favor. And I'm a favorite. I'm a special person. Well, I want to demystify that. Everybody is important. Everybody to the universe is a favorite. So there's no one person, no one special person. It doesn't matter how rich you are. It doesn't matter if you're sitting on top of the mountain. You're not the only one who can receive grace. Grace means that the divine source will find you wherever you are, which means you could be down at the bottom of a hill. It will find you and bestow its beauty. In other words, it will bring restoration into your life. But how will you know that? The only way you can know that and recognize that and even begin to remember that, you have to know that you are connected to a divine source. you are, as some people say, the child of God or a man of God or a woman of God. You're a woman, man, child of the divine. Well, everyone is. Therefore, everyone is entitled to grace, to receive the power of grace, which means things become effortless in your life. You don't work at it so hard. It becomes easier. You think smarter. You work smarter. So these are the things that happen for you. So through divine power and by divine grace, I said I, and then I had you mention your name. The reason for that was so that you are empowering yourself with the words while I read them and state them. In other words, you already know this. You already have this in your memory bank, in your greater Akashic chakra zone, which sits in the base of your skull. You already have it. The cells have the divine print, the divine print. So I had you say your name and see yourself as I. And I had you come before the throne of divine grace. The throne means come before the power, the seat of power. And the only way that you can approach this seat of power is approach it with humility, but yet boldness. Think of a child. When a child wants something from the mother, it's humble about getting it, but it's very direct. And if it doesn't get the answer that it feels it's supposed to get, the child will challenge and say, well, why is that, Mommy and Daddy? Why? So that child is also approaching that throne, meaning the parents, being the seat of power, with compassion and love, unconditional love, meaning there's no strings attached. And this is the same. So I said, through divine power and by divine grace, I, meaning your name, come before the throne of divine grace. That means don't feel ashamed to ask. Don't feel ashamed to receive. There is no shame. Just open your heart and receive. It said further here, to be in the presence, that means be in the light, where you can feel it, of the divine healer. Now, the divine healer is divine source, but all the cells, trillions, gazillions of cells, can replicate as the divine healer. And all of that, which is already healed in me. So already we took what we thought was a distant source of energy, of healing for the body, and we claimed it as happening now, already happened. So one of the key elements is always to see something as happening now, not really off in the distance. And also reminding yourself that you've done this before. Now, perhaps that's the biggest hurdle here. You may not realize that you've done it before. You may not have any point of reference that you've done it before. But you have to tell yourself, the self that sits on the inside, the I am presence, to call up the experience from a past life where you did it before, where you did it successfully and easily. Then what will happen, the more that that divine I am in you can call up these past experiences of greater and greater success, the easier it gets for you. Again, you don't think there's a hurdle. You won't see a hurdle. You won't be afraid to look at the cell. And I have to tell you, sometimes the cell might look just like yourself, but the cell is like you but more vibrant. Or the cell might look like a loved one who has passed on, an ancestor that you connect with, or another great teacher. That every essence of your experience, though, you will find that this master healer, this master self, that the divine healer looks exactly like you, but at his healthiest point, where it is infinitely well and in perfect balance. So we know that the master selves of healing who dwell deep, meaning they reside deep on the inside. You're like a well. Dwell deep within each and every organ, bone, nerve, muscle, chakra. So that means this master cell, just like you can get in your car and drive to any point you want to go. The master cell can travel and speak to another master cell that controls your skeletal structure, another master cell that controls your muscular structure, another that controls your entire nerve system, another that distinctly controls your heart, your liver, pancreas, bladder. If we all could communicate with every cell on a consistent basis, that means every day, talk to yourselves every day, without any fear, without any doubt, to yourselves. And the first thing you want to tell yourself is, I love you unconditionally. When that cell knows that you mean business, it will begin to dictate to you, tell you exactly what to do so that it can remain at its optimum level of health, meaning have very high energy. What we're all learning about now in this millennium is that we're moving from what metaphysicians say, a carbon-based body, to a more crystalline-based body, which means your breath normally gives off carbon dioxide when you exhale. All the foliage around you, all the trees, all the flowers, all the plants, they give off oxygen to you. So when you're inhaling the energy from plant life. You're inhaling the energy from the mineral kingdom as well. Everything is releasing something towards you. You're giving back something that it needs. But somewhere down the line, it may not happen for many, maybe to another 100 years or 50 years, but I can tell you it's beginning to happen right now, where it may happen within the next 90 days that you notice that your body feels lighter, you're less tired, you have more energy. You might find that you can stay up later and get more work done, or you can get more work done in 4 hours than it normally took you to do in 8 hours. Or you'll get to the point that during your meditation, you're doing the work. When you come out of the meditation, you have plenty of time to play and visit friends and do anything that you want to do. That's what this is really leading to. Then this paragraph closes out and says, I seek this counsel. What is a counsel? A counsel is a group of like minds, like energy fields, that you can bounce ideas off of. And they will give you the ideas that your highest point, so that you're always working proficiently and efficiently and energetically. So you want this, you're seeking out this counsel. And notice in the word seek is seek. So you can't seek something unless you can see something. Keep that in mind. You cannot seek something, I'll say seek it clearly, without first seeing it clearly. So I seek this counsel so I may listen attentively. That means you're not going to let anything interrupt you. And embrace. That means you pull the energy into you. Embrace all that I shall. When I use the word shall, shall means, again, without any doubt, I shall hear and feel that is right for me right now. So you're going to feel it, you're going to hear it, and you know that it is right for you right now. That means it's made it well with you. It's balanced well with you. It balances your energy out and makes you feel very comfortable. Therefore, infinite presence of God that dwells within you. That's the well. That's the source of energy. Is this infinite presence of God, known as the greater I am, within me and my soul, as one loving and endearing spirit of wellness and wholeness. Well, sometimes we think of soul as the higher self. Well, soul is the collection of memory of all of your incarnations that you ever have experienced, right up to this one. That's what your soul is. It's like a huge, infinite library. And the soul knows all these experiences. The soul is aware that you're getting ready to step into a divine path. Why? Because it can show you in its huge, vast library that you did it before. And when you look into the heart of the soul, then you see the spirit. The spirit is that infinite part of yourself that is everything. You can't even give it a name. We give it spirit for now. We give it God for now. We call it Allah for now. We call it Krishna, Buddha, Christ consciousness, whatever we choose. But it is infinite. And this is what one says in the Himalayan mountains up in the great master yogis, when they reach the state of samadhi. When they reach that state of S-A-M-A-D-H-I, samadhi, it's like the ultimate, it's heaven, it's bliss. They don't have to think anymore about anything. They have arrived. They have become I am. They have become the perfect spirit. And nothing else matters anymore. It's just spirit. So this part right here is very purposeful, poignant, and it actually strengthens you because it's bringing you in touch with a greater infinite source of yourself. When we say a master cell, the cell is very tiny, contains everything. You can put cells of anything underneath a microscope and you see life. So the cell has everything inside. Everything that's in the universe is inside the cell. Everything that's outside of you is inside the cell. So what you're attempting to do, or your desire here, is to know that the truth of who you are is replicated continuously, involuntarily, in yourself, nonstop. It's constantly manufacturing life. Now, when we step into this middle paragraph, it says each and every day. Now, that's kind of redundant because each day is every day, but we want to make sure that each day, each meaning a unit of day or night, and then every day, that means consecutively in order, as I communicate, which means you're talking, you're having a conversation. My mind and heart is always open. So you're reminding yourself to leave the heart and the mind open. Don't have any walls there. Don't have any restrictions. Don't have any doubts to receive this experience. I am always open to the infinite blessings of wellness and harmony so that I can and shall proclaim right now in this very moment. So you're aligning yourself so that you can receive, so you can be in tune. The word attune, A-T-T-U-N-E, at means toward. Tune is like a song, a melody. So you want to align, get in line with the song of the universe. That's why we say the universe, universe, one united force, one series of words that act as keys to remind yourself of who you are, what you are about to do and can any hindrance or delay, what you can have consciously in your life, be aware that you have it. You don't have to guess it. Sometimes you may experience moments of doubt as being the valley of your thought. Sometimes when you're in that valley, that's where other people come in. That's where we call the naysayers or the doubters. Well, that didn't happen for me, so I don't see how that's going to happen for you. And if you have people around you like that, you have to disconnect from them. You have to see them as weeds at first, kind of pull them up out of your life and get out of their way. There'll be a time in your life when you can come back to the weed and see divinity within them. But by that time, your energy will be what? Raised higher. The frequency, that means the energy going up and down, will get higher peaks. And the peaks will get so high that there is no valley. Which means then, instead of being flatline, you'll get to 45 degree angle, and you'll get to 75 degree angle. And next thing you know, 90 degrees. When you have that 90-degree angle, that means you're now in the state of perfect alignment and perfect attunement, and everything from the spirit world, the consciousness of the spirit, the divine presence of I am, can now travel down through your body and impact everything there and blend and influence everything there and heal everything there, state of wellness, wholeness, and completion. So, as you know this, and I had you state your name, then you know that your I am within you is perfect health. And it's in perfect health at all times. So that means we're going to convince ourselves one day that we don't even know what the word illness or sickness means. It won't even be in our vocabulary. Maladies won't be in your vocabulary. Accidents won't be in your vocabulary. Something will be there that devalues you, will be a part of your vocabulary. So that means every time you speak, you'll be lifting yourself up. I am always listening to myself. Well, that's important. A part of communication is what? It's a two-way street, two-way lane. You say something, and you have to be quiet, and then you have to listen. So when you're speaking, though, which is true, when you're speaking, you want your audience to have 100% attention on you. Listen. So that means when you're done speaking to the cell, you must give the cell 100% of your energy. Why? It's going to say what you need to hear, to do what you need to do. It's going to show you how to do it. You can't have any doubt, because where is it coming from? It's coming from the divine source of the universe itself. We're always plugged in to this divine source of the universe through every cell in our being. So I am always listening to myself, and my cells can hear and feel my intention and request. Now, why did I put the word feel? Well, you know, if we can feel something, kind of rises up on your skin, you can feel it, a goosebump, or people say a God bump. And you get that energy, feeling that energy, your cells do the same. When they feel that you are telling it the truth, that's when they release the healing. If the cells sense or feel that you're not being truthful about wanting to get this body into perfect health, it's not going to release. So the cells are like the perfect guardian of health, of everything. It's not going to release anything to you until you convince it with an open mind and an open heart, being humble, being loving, and being especially unconditional loving. Means you can knock on the door and say, I'm here, and you're not going to say, I'm knocking on the door here because I want to take what you have. You're going to say, I'm knocking on the door out of love, and I'm ready to receive. So you will simply say yes. And then that cell, that guardian cell, will smile back at you in a very loving way and turn and release everything into your hand, into your consciousness. So it can hear and feel your intentions. Your intentions, the act of what you intend to do. And request. It's a quest, it's a journey. Are you willing to take the trip again? That's what a quest request is. To be always healthy in every way possible. I know for an absolute fact, that's like a maxim. A maxim is the absolute truth. It's an absolute fact that my cells carry within them the divine blueprint for perfect health and wellness at all times. And all of this insight, it's an insight, meaning you can see inside yourself, is always open for me to receive, as I am always open to receive it all right now. Here's a confirmation coming up. Divine messages come to me. When you hear that, you ought to be excited with a smile on your face. Divine messages come to me in my dream, and I awaken with a full awareness and full remembrance of all recipes and remedies for wellness. You know, the Aboriginals always say that your dreams that you are having really dictate or designing and creating the life you want to have. Your daydream, you can do the same. Your meditations, you can do the same. In fact, the things that you are experiencing right now are things that came up in your dream state while you were physically asleep, meaning with your eyes closed, laying on your bed or on your couch, maybe in your knapsack out there in underneath a tent in the woods, experiencing life on a whole other level. Everyone has this experience, and we'll have this experience. And the unique thing about it is we're having this experience all the time. So many times our dreams are what? They are full alignment, a full attunement of all these different experiences. And some of them are just thoughts that we have not carried out yet. But if we put enough thoughts in the dream state, they will trickle down in what is called a subconscious state. And in the subconscious, that's a part of yourself that doesn't know the difference from right, wrong, left, or right, dark or clear. All it knows is the energy is building up. It's building up in this corner of your consciousness. And whichever one has the greatest weight and has all of the energy that is the same, then the subconscious, like the cells, must release it. Why? So it can receive more. It is your hope and your dream that everything that you store inside the subconscious self within the dream world at the same time is for your benefit. So we close it out. We say, I see and decree that every cell. I didn't say I seek and decree. I said I see, which means I understand and decree without a doubt in my mind that every cell within me can heal me, as all is one with the divine presence, the infinite presence of God, and we are all one here and now. And that's why it was stated here, so all that I desire, and what you do is you start writing out your desires, speaking your desires. Desire is Latin, de sire, meaning from the Father, from Divine Father and Divine Mother. And when you release those desires and see them as happening right now, then you can believe this and know this to be absolutely true for yourself. Then it closes it out and says, amen, and so shall it be, which means I'm decreeing that it's being in the present moment right now, as it is for me right now. This is just an example of everything that you're going to experience on these weekly shows every Thursday of decreeing it shall be. You will have a golden opportunity to be able to ask questions. So if anyone is on right now by their phone, kindly press 1. I can acknowledge you and you can come ask a question. And if you're on your computer, you'll see that there's a number there that you can dial. And that number is 657, area code 657-383-0332. And then press 1. If you're listening in today to this live show, come forward with you to acknowledge you and thank you for listening and being able to tune in. And many people who weren't able to tune in today, they will be able to come back and listen at this Blog Talk Radio for Ministry Radio Network and be able to replay the show. Now, for anybody
We have a caller from 772-8574.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Welcome to Shalom Radio Network.
Hello.
Shalom, Brother Francis.
Hey.
Yeah. How are you? It's been a beautiful show. I'm really enjoying it. It just brings.
This is Yaba.
Yes. Beautiful show. It takes you to a whole nother level. I mean, if you get everything in order, wow. We'll be one with the Creator. It's beautiful.
Yes. And, you know, the interesting factor is we're already one with the Creator. We just have to begin to grow an awareness of that.
Yes. I agree with that. Yes, we're already one with him. But boy, was this has been a powerful show.
Thank you.
And I know the energy has gone out. Oh yes, this is people are going to change from this. They're going to evolve. They're going to know all about their body and the function. That was beautiful. You broke it down. You did a wonderful job. Wonderful job with the words you spoke, Brother Francis Bay. It was beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you.
Enjoying it.
Do you have a particular question you'd like to put out maybe for the audience? Shy at asking.
Yes. Look, see, our voice, when we speak and our voice, our thoughts, what it does for us, especially when it's aligned on that path and being one with the I am, the all, you need to speak and use your voice so you can master everything in your life so you can give it out to others. This is a time of knowing. And how you know is that you use your voice and you ask questions or you give information to others and they will know. So this is not the time to be fearful, because one thing about when you open up your mouth, the things that you say, you're amazed and you yourself benefit from it. So this has been a beautiful show. I was anticipating hearing, and I have gotten when you spoke about the when you put your hands out to on both sides, and that is your space, that's your aura, and then that's just beautiful. People don't even know that you're more than just your body, and you enlightened me today. We're more than just our body. And we contain more space than we realize.
Yes.
Wow, that was beautiful, brother.
And there's going to be, as weeks go on, there's going to be some homework assignments for people where
I'll have my pen and paper ready.
You know, in fact, we're going to do that today so people can get with this and understand that there's a force than just. I think the angel of grace wants me to give out that this first homework assignment right now.
Yes.
And, what it will be is be mindful of where you are in the next week. If you are specifically like at a mall, or maybe you're at a Starbucks. What I want you to do is you'll take your 3 or 4 deep breaths in through the nose and out of the mouth so that you can relax. And I'm asking everyone to pick a person that they see in there. And what I mean by that, just easily and then relax. Don't stare at the person. Don't make them uncomfortable. But kind of gaze around them and picture them in a pink light, a pink ray of light around them. Now, if they're seated, of course, you'll be able to get from their chest level and elbow right up to the top of their head. And as you pick that person, you are taking a visual image in your mind of them in the pink light. This pink light is connected to the heart center, the heart chakra. You're expressing unconditional love toward that person. And as you do that, you will then close your eyes and you will envision that person looking up and acknowledging you, or acknowledging that something is there, because it begins to gain, you will feel something. If you want, you can see a smile on their face. Then you will open your eyes again, and you will just gaze past the person, taking in their image. And as you begin to inhale, close your eyes. Hold it for a second. See them bathed in the pink light, and as you exhale, you're bestowing unconditional love toward them. That's all you have to do. Then open your eyes, go back to do whatever you're doing, but be mindful of the person that you sent that energy to, and see if they're having a response. Usually what will happen is they may look up or look around. And also, if you're sitting not too far away from someone else, to your right or to your left, they might look up and look your way too. Noticing that there's something here. There's very cool energy. What we notice, children do it all the time. Little babies do it all the time. You can be out somewhere and they're in their what, stroller, and they just automatically look at you because they can feel your energy. And they have that glint in their eye and they smile. So this is a basic exercise. If you are in a mall, you can just take a seat in a mall and just watch the people walk past and then send out this beautiful pink ray of light from you. And what will happen is all the people that are walking real fast eventually will begin to slow down because they'll feel this energy, and they will slow down. They may even stand in the space for a bit. And these are just signs that you can place your intention into the world and you can see it have an immediate response, immediate reaction.
Beautiful, so brother.
Every week, I'm going to introduce many different techniques. Now, you know, one of the things, too, the more we start to use our prayers, our affirmations, and decrees, it's getting each and every one of us to pay close attention to the divine source inside ourselves. And what I would like to say about that is sometimes you could be with various other people, and they might be giving you a verbal suggestion. And the verbal suggestion could be very helpful for you, but also you have to listen to your own divine source. So your divine source will tell you if it's a good move for you or you should wait. And if you're, and how you could feel that is usually there's a warmness or a tingling sensation when someone says something. That means the cells are responding. So that's the truth. We can do that. But if you're getting a cool response or no response, that's divine source telling you to wait. It doesn't mean that the suggestion is not a healthy suggestion for you. The divine source is saying, we're going to gather more information for you. Then will be released to you so that you can either respond to the verbal suggestion or it may have you do something else. And this is very important because we know that news media, the internet is a big thing now. So even when you're on the internet, you know, there's a lot of messages popping up. You know, this is why people say if you have a computer tech person around you, they say, don't click on every ad you see. And some of those ads have viruses in them. You know, it slows down your computer. You know, sometimes you have to X them out rather than clicking them on. It's very important when we're watching television to try to watch things that are very positive or funny, not anything that is detrimental. So we try to find something that's comedic, that can make us laugh. Or turn off the TV, turn off the computer. Sometimes you may have to shield it because it has a lot of magnetism and electricity flowing through it. But sometimes you can put a little covering over it. Just keep that energy from flowing into your space. We're all electromagnetic beings of light. We have meaning that we are always in the presence of God or God's grace at all times. So we have to be more mindful of what's going to come into the body, even if you decide to be a vegetarian or a vegan, or if you still have a little meat, fowl, or fish, just be mindful that you have the ability to change the vibration before you consume it. There are going to be some techniques that people are going to learn that they can put into motion as weeks go on. But each and every week, I'm going to go through a universal decree. I'm going to teach it, and I'll, of course, read it. But each week, you're going to learn the power of your own words, the power of your mind, power of your heart. So I want to give out some contact information because I know people will listen to this later. They choose to want to call me later. My most important number is 505-220-2583. directory. That is my direct mobile number, 505-220-2583. I have a Skype number, which is 973-685-5978. That Skype number is 973-685-5978. That number will ring straight to my laptop. Also have a Google Talk number connected to my laptop and my mobile number. You can always, when you call this number, you can't text it, but you can call and leave a message. That's 505-289-1943. That's a Google Talk number. My email is iam.circleofgrace, with the number one at the end, at yahoo.com. So these are ways that people can connect, have further questions. Let's see if there's another caller on the line. If you're listening through your phone, kindly press 1. If you're on computer, the number there is 657-383-0332. Call from your computer and press 1. While we're waiting to see, I want to thank so many people for tuning in or being able to listen to this program later. We're going to be on every Thursday at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. If you're on Pacific Coast, that's 9 a.m. If you're in the Central Time Zone, that will be 11 a.m. If you're on the East Coast, that will be 12 p.m. We'll be on for at least 60 minutes, and sometimes shows will be extended to 90 minutes. We're a little past an hour right now. I want to thank so many of you for being here and sharing here. Yama for calling in, and for Layla helping out, getting me here, for Brother Sharif making it possible for all of us to be here. There's no one calling in right now. I want you to leave. Now, this is a channel meeting. I'm in touch with the Angel of Grace. And we like to place forth this prayer and decree into your life so it works right now for you. And it will continue to work itself through your life, through your body, through your being, day to day, even while you are asleep. And it will continue for a 90-day process or more, but it will bring enlightenment to you. So I want you to bring forth this decree. Through divine power and by divine, all who have made this possible for me to be present, all of my ancestors and all of your ancestors that made it possible for you to do the impossible. For the word impossible, I-M-P-O-S-S-I-B-L-E, is not really a negative. It's a shortcut for the word or phrase, I am possible. The I am makes all things possible. Therefore, you shall always have perfect health in everything. Perfect health in your finances. Perfect health in your physical body. You shall experience personal health in your residence. You will have perfect harmony with your loved ones. Even you that have what we call the four-legged creatures and the winged ones in your home. Dogs, cats, birds. You will have this ultimate, infinite, glorious, unconditional love for all. I see and decree that whatever you get involved in will be a yes for you, confirmation for you, and an affirmation, becomes a living prayer for you, that it becomes a meditational decree, meaning that as you align and attune yourself to that which is coming to you and for you, you can step into its depth and begin to experience without even thinking. But you can feel it. You can hear it talk to you telepathically, communicate for your wellness. All things are for your riches. All things are for your beauty. All things are for your harmony. In fact, you shall experience harmonic peace. Every blade of grass shall speak to you. Every stone shall speak. Everything in the sky, even rain, shall speak to you. Even when people hear about hurricanes and twisters, you can attune yourself by placing your consciousness into the eye of the storm and speak with it and calm it down. I see and decree that anyone that is listening to this show today shall have a blessing that will unfold in his or her life and will follow them through their life, through the course of their day, and they will remember and become aware of the finer things of life that create magnificent things of life, that the ordinary becomes the extraordinary, that you recognize that you are a gift. In this present moment, you are a gift to your neighbor, a stranger. In fact, the next time the angel says that you see someone who is homeless and they ask you and say, brother or sister, we have a bit of change that you can spare. First thing I want you to do is look them in the eye and see them in perfection. See them with a home. See them with a job or career. See them with a smile on their face. Reach into your wallet or your purse. Don't give them change. You can, because change will help them change. And give them a little more than what they ask for. Why? Because you are seeding into their life. And that auric field that I spoke of earlier, it's magnetic and electrical. So anything on your person is charged up by you. It's charged with unconditional love. So if someone asks you, do you have a quarter or 50 cents? Give them a dollar. If they ask for 50 cents, give them $5. Give them 10 times. Why? Because they're tithing into their life. You're making it a tenfold experience. And it shall happen. It shall happen for them, and that which you do for that person will come back to you over and over and over. When you pay a bill in cash, put your thumb over the president's face and reverse the bill. It looks like it's upside down, but it's not. As you give that money out at the cashier, you're saying that money's coming back. And speak upon it. It's coming back tenfold, 100-fold, 1,000-fold. Know that every word that you speak now has good intentions. Every word that you speak causes you to have greater intention, more clearing intention, brings clarification in your life and clarification in everybody around you. And so shall it be. Love yourself more. And the more you love yourself, the more that others shall love you, and you shall become the love or called the love. Amen. That is my thought. Thank you so much for being here with me on the very first show of Decree and It Shall Be. I'm your host, Brother Francis E. Revels Day, and I look forward to coming back next Thursday. I'll be here at 10 a.m. sharp, Mountain Standard Time, out here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. So if you're on the East Coast, tune in at 9 a.m. If you're in Central Time Zone, you tune in at 11 a.m. And if you're on the East Coast, and then you can tune in at 12 p.m. I look forward to having more of these joyful experiences with you. Until next time, remember that divine grace is a blessing as we are alive and well in the age of remembrance. Thank you so much, and see you next time.